And welcome to another episode of Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be discussing how to protect your children while they use the internet. Children are using the internet more than ever, and as a parent, there are a few things that you can be doing to help keep your child safe. We'll discuss what these things are in today's episode. Before we jump in, let me update you on a few things. We just crossed over 923 downloads. Thank you to everyone that has helped me crush this goal. We are only 2 weeks into the month, and I really do see us crushing this 1,000 goal by the end of the month. I was initially estimating to be at 1,000 by the end of summer, but since everybody has been pulling together, I think we can get there by the end of May. So please feel free to share my podcast with your friends and family so that they too can benefit from the Cybersecurity for All podcast. If you want to leave a message, there's a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me there at apetechda. If you enjoy the cybersecurity content, but you feel like you want more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I post even more content on there, and most of it's cybersecurity related, a little bit of the entrepreneur slash side hustle journey that I've been on. If you love my cybersecurity content here on the podcast, you have to check out what I'm doing across other mediums. apetech.me/social is where you can get all the details. All right, enough updates. Let's get into the episode. In 2020, many students around the world went digital and went to school online. My son has been going to virtual school since March of 2020. He's most likely going to be on there for a little bit more. If your child is anything like my son, they spend an incredible amount of time on these devices. When the pandemic hit, many activities that children participated in got canceled. Things like soccer and basically almost every sport, every indoor activity got pretty much completely terminated, right? So kids didn't really have much other than go on the internet. So 1 year later, things were slowly starting to open back up, but my son still spends a good amount of time on his digital devices. As a cybersecurity professional, I often find myself thinking about how I'm protecting my child from the internet. I wanted to share 5 things that you should be doing to maximize your child's safety while using the internet. 2 of them are going to require you to have difficult conversations with your kids, but I believe that if you execute on these 2 strategies, your child is going to be more likely to actually listen. The last 3 are more discipline types of suggestions, and I would only recommend you follow up on them if the first 2 options do not work. Talk about the dangers of the internet with your kids. The internet is a dangerous place. No matter how hard we try as parents, our kids are eventually going to stumble upon something that they shouldn't. Rather than disciplining your kid when this happens, you should converse with your child and let them know that they need to be careful online. I have personally sat with my son and explained to him that there are criminals, dangerous websites, viruses, and other bad things on the internet. I've explained to him that he should only be on the websites and YouTube channels that we have reviewed together and have deemed appropriate for him. If he ever wants to venture into new territory, it's fine, but we just need to review them to make sure that they are safe for him. I've explained to him that he can't trust people on the internet. He needs to be cautious of what information he puts out there and should limit his communication to his friends and peers that he knows in the real world. I can't be there with my son for every interaction he does. I have to hope that by building trust, he'll notify me of the things that he knows he shouldn't be doing. For example, he knows not to tell other players in Roblox where he lives or any personal details about himself. When he wants to talk with his friends, they open up a FaceTime session and discuss through that medium. I'm not too worried about him going to unsafe websites, but there have been occasions where he's been asked to download something for a game. Because I told him we do not download random things off the internet, he knows that he needs to ask and bring these things to my attention. I know it's not perfect, and trust is key for this tactic to work, but so far, it's worked wonderfully for my family, and I'd recommend you try it as well. It's much better than disciplining your kids when they make a mistake because they don't know the dangers of the internet. Empower your kids to make good choices. My son is well versed in the world of cybersecurity. He knows not to click on links he didn't specifically request. He knows not to download anything. He knows that he's not supposed to provide any personal information. He sticks to websites and games that have been approved by his parents. And whenever a new opportunity pops up, we all review things together to make sure they're not going to harm him. With this backbone in place, my son is able to make good decisions for himself. If a friend tells him that a game isn't approved, he doesn't just fire up the game. My son makes sure he goes through the proper channels to make sure that I'm aware of the game. My son knows that what he is and isn't able to do online. But what is important here is that I explain to my son why. Let me repeat that. I explain to my son why he isn't able to do certain things. The one thing I do not do with my son is do the because I told you so. I want my son to trust me, and I want him to consciously make the safe cybersecurity decisions. And I can't be telling him that he can't click on links because I said so. I tell him why it is dangerous to click on links. I explain with examples so that he can understand. And for the most part, I don't have to worry about my son making the wrong decision. I've armed him with the right reasoning so that he can make the right choices when I'm not around to help him out. I encourage you to talk to your kids and empower them to make the right choices. Know what they are doing online. It is important to know what your kids are doing online. There is an infinite number of things that they can be doing or watching, and it is important that you stay on top of that. Monitor YouTube channels and websites. Know which games they're playing and the ratings for each game. Know what sites they might be visiting that might be compromising the cybersecurity integrity of your home network. Know what they've downloaded to their computers, as this also might introduce threat vectors to your home computers and or network. Also, know who they are talking to. It is important to know who your kids are talking to online. The internet allows you to hide your true identity. If you remember the old movie First Kid, then you probably remember the relationship the president's son developed with someone in a chat room. Eventually, that relationship was exploited and the bad actor tried to kidnap the president's son. While this is a Hollywood movie, it is important to know that these things can happen. This is especially true with teens. Be mindful of who your children are talking to. You never know when someone might be trying to use your kids to pull off a social engineering attack on either you or on them. And finally, parental controls. This one is as old as the internet, but set up parental controls. They are there for a reason. Limit websites and time that your children can be online. While this is clearly a way of enforcing safer internet practices, it does come at the expense of trust. Whenever someone is told they can't do something, they always try to find a way around. Setting up parental controls might be effective, but rest assured that they can easily be bypassed. You yourself might even fall victim of a social engineering attack from your child in an effort to retrieve the parental control password. I have parental controls for my kids, but strictly for websites that I know they should never under any circumstance visit. But everything else, I let them make their judgment. And there you have it, your How to Keep Your Children Safe Online Guide 101. Which of these methods are you currently implementing? Are you thinking of implementing a new tactic that you might not have known about? One last thing I wanted to leave you with. When it comes to cybersecurity in your home, it is important that everyone be on board. If adults are trying really hard not to get hacked, but your children are introducing malware to your computers, you clearly have a vulnerability in your house. Teach your kids about cybersecurity and how to use the internet safely. Failure to do so could result in a cybersecurity attack to your family, to your home network. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. I know I'm just getting started, but I'm excited to see where I take this podcast in the future. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me. See you in the next one.